itu bawa ke itu mak kena kan dia tu. Jadi lu ina kulit itu foto orang tu itu kuat. Menurut mind kau tak instantly ina kulit kuat. And you know walking sometimes is much easier. I mean when you go walking sometimes, you know, I mean you look at the end of the path and say, this one path I want to do with the breath a little bit. And then you turn around and do it again. Yeah. He's going to turn to it.
When I did the walking meditation, it came up like because I was doing that a little bit earlier, some visualization of my body.
Yeah.
And seeing that, like inside something, when doing the it's
that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like look, you know, yeah. Look at it, you know, and ask yourself, you know, is that what you see, you know? It's a beautiful,
yeah.
I mean, then you know, once you see it, you know, throw it out along, yeah. What I did, you know, when I was walking Chokram, you know, I threw my arm and my leg and everything outside, and on the way back, I was collecting it again. I mean, we need to cut, you know, we need to cut the sense of self that the body is self, you know, away. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I felt like the first time. I think everybody knew that there is muscle inside organs and something like that. But I had that feeling for the first time that I, if that inside me, it's like like really inside me, those things are there. And like the first time I realized that it's inside me, like like a biological machine or something like that.
I mean when you look at it, you know, it is amazing. It is an amazing, you know, biological robot. And we have to separate, you know, the one who programs this robot, you know, from the robot itself. Yeah.
Because when I was after walking, I just fit for a second, and then I was wanted to walk again, and I had that intention to walk again, but I think it was a little bit weak.
And
then I start to think of from where it came this intention. But when I look, it's like it's coming from nowhere. And like
but it's coming from the chitta.
From the chitta.
Yeah.
Another question about the chitta, because the chitta it have these five candles.
No. The chitta uses the five candles.
Uses the five candles.
It's just like you use the computer.
Okay.
Yeah?
And all the computer have those five candles inside.
Yeah, yeah. You can see the computer has five candles with the printer, with the modem, and so on, you know.
But the memory, when we... Because we can have... We connect the past life.
Yeah.
So that candles from the memories?
It is... partly into the memory, but you know, I mean, the memory of the past life comes from the chitta.
Oh, okay, that's come from the chitta. And so when the body dies, I listen one of the meditation of death, but it's about process of dying and dying.
Yeah.
But then the chitta is leaving the body.
Yeah.
But at that stage. Someone have practice or, you know, maybe already good for the two fetters, the third fetter, is at the moment of the death, can someone see non-self, that he's not this body, at the moment of death, before the chitta is leaving the body?
If you're very aware of it, then you see that the chitta leaves the body and you see the dead body, you know, or sometimes you see the sick body, you know, that cannot move anymore. Then you can see the non-self of the body, but you don't see the non-self of the khandhas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's. I mean, people don't get sotapanna when they die. Like,
normally like, not. Yeah. Yeah. Unless you have done enough work, you know, so that you can. Yeah.
Like
don't speculate. Don't speculate that you know you wait for your death. You know to get sotapanna. Get it now. You know, then you're sure. Yeah. I mean, but once you be able to separate out, you know, and once you be able to go deep inside, you know, deep inside to samadhi, then things, you know, then things become very, very weak, you know, the fetters become very weak, and then you might be able to cut it in this life, or you can also cut it during the stages of death when you have sati. But pain is normally that strong, you know, and then our sati is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah? Then we worry about this, you know, or we are so much in pain, you know. And that is actually the difficult part. Yeah? So do some pain meditation and see what pain is. Yeah. Yeah? Yeah, we don't like to do it, you know, it's just like we don't want to open the body. Yeah. If you have a doctor, you know, in Taiwan, you know, I mean, ask him, you know, when he opened the first corpse, you know, how he felt, yeah? He threw up. Or he fell unconscious, yeah? That is the normal reaction of the people who study medicine, you know, become doctor. I mean, they have to open a corpse, yeah? I mean, it's probably in the fourth semester or whatever, you know. I mean, I had a lot of friends who were doctors, yeah? Mm-hmm. I mean, they told me, yeah? There was hardly anybody, you know, who looked at it and said, oh, okay, so what, yeah? Yeah? No?
I remember I saw dead animals a few years ago, and I was passing by every day, and I could see those animals
decay.
Like decay, become like inflated because maybe putrefaction.
Yeah.
Then like eating by some birds, and then like a lot of flies, and then like everything explodes, and a lot of
maggots.
Maggots inside. Oh. So, but I still remember that. Do the monks in Thailand still go to watch autopsy in the hospital?
We were used to be able to do that, but now it is not allowed because of medical reasons. Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you know, if it is a small hospital, you know, and you know the head monk, you know, I mean, it is possible. What we did is we went to Konken Hospital and saw, you know, the preserved corpses that they use for anatomy. Yeah. So we could touch them, you know, and pull them apart, you know. That's all already, But they were not fresh, though. I mean, you didn't see the pus and the blood and the shit and so on.
Well, I did. When my grandmother passed away, and she was lying that, and you can touch the body.
Yeah.
And you can feel its coldness.
Yeah.
You know, and losing.
Yeah, there are the four elements, yeah? The water, fire, air, and earth element, yeah? And the first thing, you know, that goes is the air element, then goes the fire element, yeah? Then goes the water element, and the end is the earth element. Right? You can watch, yeah? I mean, ask the chitta to show you your death. Yeah, I mean, it's not easy, you know, I mean, but, I mean, sooner or later, you know, it will, you know, if you do it often, you know, often enough, you know. And if your chitta is calm, you know, I mean, then it is possible. And don't give up, you know, I mean, don't say, oh, I can't do it, you know, no, yeah. I mean, our persistent effort, you know, I mean, leads us to the result, yeah. And don't worry about anything, you know. Huh? Mm-hmm. Worry about if you're not with your Buddha or not with the breath. That is what you worry about. Huh? Or not your object of investigation.
Same as death. You shouldn't worry about... You need to be aware about death that exists, that will die, but in the same time, not make it as an anxiety. Like, worry about that every minute.
Yeah. yeah, I mean, make yourself clear. Sooner or later, we will have to die, you know. And I mean, you saw your grandmother die, you know, and you saw her, yeah. I mean, it was just a corpse, you know. It was just an old body, you know, that is, I mean, that has given up its life form, just like a car, you know, that is too old, you know, cannot be repaired, yeah. So, I mean, what do? We put it on the junkyard, yeah. And it's the same with the body. The body is not me, you know, it's not mine, it's not myself. Huh? It's just a tool that we use. Just like the tools in your house that you use to repair this or repair that. Yeah?
I had an experience one time when I was sleeping, dreaming, and I had a dream when the person I used to work with 10 years ago was... came my dream.
Yeah.
I can see, and like, it's like, I see the person in a very confusing state.
Yeah.
And then, two days after, we receive an email, a call, and saying, oh, that person
died.
Passed away.
Yeah.
And I was like very shocked about that, because I haven't thought about that person for
He probably came and visited you. And you see, you know, I mean, if people are in this kind of confused state, you know, I mean, they don't know where to go, yeah.
Okay.
He probably died suddenly, you know, I mean, yeah, something happened, you know. He died of a heart attack and he wasn't even prepared for dying, yeah. People who get old and sick, you know, I mean, they prepare themselves mostly, you know, and then it is much cleaner. But people who die in an accident, I mean, it is, they mostly run around like ghosts, yeah? Completely confused what is happening, yeah? Why are the people not responding to me, yeah? Mm-hmm. And so he probably, you know, went all the way, you know, to people, you know, he knew before, you know, and that's what you saw. Yeah, so, yeah, train yourself, you know, not to be in this state, yeah? We can die any moment, you know, it doesn't matter what.
Yeah. When we young, we don't think at all.
No. I mean, remember when we were 16, 18, you know, I mean, with our bikes, you know, I mean, we did things, you know, I mean, with 30 we wouldn't do. Because we were afraid of breaking our legs, breaking our arms. But with 15, 16, I mean, we don't think about death, or we don't think about injuries, yeah? We just do it, you know, because it seems to be fun, you know? But when we get older, we have more experience, you know, that our body is more fragile, yeah? And then we worry more about our body, yeah?
And also the time go very fast, so.
Yeah.
Looking at 10, 20 years ago, like yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
huh? Yeah, and we wasted a lot of our good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, when are you leaving in?
Saturday.
This Saturday.
This Saturday.